This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Despite not knowing her exact whereabouts, the U.S. government has announced charges against a former counterintelligence officer, 39-year-old Monica Witt, who defected to Iran nearly 6 years ago. Reuters' Gillian Kitchener has details.
Witt, who was once granted high-level security clearances, was allegedly recruited for the cyber spying operation after attending conferences in Iran organized by one of the newly sanctioned firms. Using information from Witt, Iranian firm NetPayGuard launched a cyber campaign in 2014 that targeted her former colleagues. That's according to the indictment, which says the company used tools like fake social media accounts to try to install malware that would be able to track their keystrokes and other activity. Witt, who served as a counterintelligence officer in the Air Force from 1997 until 2008, now faces spying and conspiracy charges.
That's Reuters' Gillian Kitchener reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump said Wednesday that he has made no decision on whether to sign proposed bipartisan legislation for limited new barrier construction along the U.S.-Mexico border in order to avert another partial government shutdown.
I don't want to see a shutdown. Shutdown would be a terrible thing.
Mr. Trump called on Democrats and called them stingy. When it comes to funding for the wall, he says a border wall will be built, whether he signs the legislation or otherwise.
Regardless of what I do, you know, we already have, as you know, a lot of money where we're building existing wall with existing funds, but I have a lot of options.
Bipartisan agreement reached by lawmakers gives the president less than a quarter of the $5.7 billion he has been demanding for wall construction, which was a centerpiece of his 2016 presidential campaign. Again, he's saying that he has made no decision on whether or not he will sign the proposed bipartisan legislation. This is VOA News. The Democrat-controlled House voted to cut off U.S. military assistance to the Saudi coalition fighting in Yemen. It was one of the only times the House ever used what's called the War Powers Act. The measure now goes to the Senate, which passed a similar measure before the 2018 midterm elections. The White House said the U.S. assistance to the Saudi coalition in Yemen does not fall under the War Powers Act because U.S. forces are not directly involved in hostilities. If the Yemen resolution also passes in the Senate, the White House has threatened a veto. American and Taliban officials are set to meet on Monday in Pakistan for a new round of direct peace negotiations aimed at paving the way for a political settlement to their 17-year-old war in Afghanistan. In their last meeting held in Doha, the Qatari capital, both sides had agreed to a framework for a possible U.S. troop withdrawal in exchange for Taliban counterterrorism guarantees. A federal judge has ruled that former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort did in fact lie to federal prosecutors in the Russia probe. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
A federal judge in Washington says there is sufficient evidence that Paul Manafort lied to investigators and to a federal grand jury about his contacts with an associate believed to have ties to Russian intelligence. That would be in violation of his plea agreement, and it jeopardizes Manafort's chances of a reduced sentence when he's back in court next month. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Colombian President Iván Duque says that he wants to put an end to the brutal dictatorship in Venezuela. He was in Washington Wednesday, where he met with President Trump to talk about efforts to drive Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro from power. The U.S., Canada, and about 50 other countries from Latin America and Europe recognize opposition leader Juan Guaido as Venezuela's president. After an illustrious 15-year career of scientific exploration, NASA scientists on Wednesday announced mission complete for Mars Opportunity rover. NASA lost touch with OPE on June 10th, 2018, following a global dust storm. Gavino Garay has more with Reuters.
We said we're going to operate this vehicle until the day where we can't. And that's exactly what we did, and I'm really proud.
NASA scientists in California on Wednesday said that the Mars Opportunity rover has officially ended its 15-year career of scientific exploration after NASA lost touch with Opportunity last June. Thomas Serbukin, the associate administrator for NASA's Science Mission Directorate, said last-ditch commands went out to Opportunity, but they had not heard back.
Reuters' Gavino Garay. Hundreds of protesters marched to the National Palace in Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince, Wednesday to send a message to the president, Jovenel Moïse, that it's time to leave, but the president has remained silent so far. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.